Mark 11, verse 22. Jesus answered them and said, have faith in God. That's a big statement right there. Verily I say to whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. That is a big one. I'll be covering that part all of next week, Thursday and Sunday morning. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. You cannot believe those things you saith if you doubt in your heart. And I will explain how to keep your heart next week. He shall have whatsoever, whatsoever, everyone say whatsoever, he saith. Therefore, based on that, I say unto you, now there's three things. Whatsoever things you desire, that's number one. Whatsoever things you desire. When you pray, believe you receive them, that's two. When you pray, believe you receive them, that's the second paradigm. The third one, you shall have them. That's called manifestation. The shall have is when it gets in hand. Like when it manifested for Jerry, that's the shall have. It doesn't start with a shall have. It starts with desire or need. That word is both desire or need. If you have a need or a desire. Amen. Now let me say a little bit about this first one. Desire or need. Many times when people are trying to plug into the kingdom, we're getting a little over spiritual. And you wonder whether or not you should ask for something that might be carnal. Listen, if you go to this church, it's a high probability that your life is already sold out for the kingdom. If you go here, it's a high probability that I've already laid my life down for the kingdom. If you seek first the kingdom of God, all those things that the Gentiles seek shall be added unto them. He said all those things. The Gentiles seek a lot of things. He said they shall be added. We just haven't known how they're added. We think, well, we'll just serve the kingdom. You know, there's a lot of people that lay their life down for the kingdom and they learn certain aspects of God. I learned this a long time ago. What can get me into the throne room of his glory to lay down with the Lamb and be washed in the love of God? That is so awesome, but that doesn't get the bills paid. It's a hard one to learn because you keep thinking, I'll just love him. I'll love him a little more. I'll love him more. I'll love him more. And you'll get more of his love. And you'll get sauce in his love. You'll come out and everybody else will get sauce in his love. And you'll have spiritual energy. You can plug in the prophetic all day long. You can be have such a depth of the spirit in your life. And still not be able to move financial mountains. You can go out and spend your life on the streets ministering to broken people. Laying your life down daily for broken people. Homeless people. You could feed them four times a week and your personal life can be broke. Because what happens, we bring forth the part of the kingdom that we tap into. And because we've learned to tap in one part of the kingdom doesn't always mean we've learned to tap into the other part. And we think because we're doing this somehow in our mind, because I'm doing this, this stuff's going to be added. And God said, yes, it's going to be added as soon as you learn how I add it. How about multiply? So the Lord's going to teach us how to add. So when you pray, it says, Mark 11, whatsoever things you desire or you have need of. To get you to plug into the kingdom, I need to work with your chief desire right now, as long as it's not sin. Because if I can get your heart plugged in, I need the chief desire of your heart right now. So I don't want you to be too super spiritual. I know that you want to move mountains for the kingdom and God wants you to move mountains. But if you never learned how to move one mountain, you're not ever going to move any mountain. So all the good that you want to do is never going to get done in the first place. And the Lord said, tap into their desire and tell them it's okay. That heaven's throne is not going to fall out if you ask for a big screen TV. we're using God for things, huh? Listen, what I'm trying to do is to get you to tap into the kingdom. Once you tap into the kingdom, say, trust me. God is going to move that to his kingdom. But if I can't get you to tap in, so I need to work with the chiefest desire of your heart. And I need you, when you pray, to pray for something your faith can pull in relatively easy. If you're broke right now, and you're in debt right now, and you're believing God for a multi-million dollar breakthrough, it's going to take a while for your faith to get there, and you're going to get discouraged. I don't discourage that. I have long-term things that my faith's on. I got midterm things, and I got short-term things. I have three different levels that my faith is applying. The key is you've got to get faith working. And I want to teach you how to do that. You got to get it working in things. And so the good thing to start with, if you've got a little debt, like credit card debt or something, you know, car loan you want to pay off, start with something like that or start with a desire. But when you pray, come to the Lord with desire or a need because he's going to answer that. Now I'm going to show you how to plug into the kingdom. Amen. I want you to go to Psalms 37. We're going to use Psalms 37 in the first two principles. So it's when we pray is one, begins with desire and need. I don't want to spend too much more time on this because I got to get moving. Psalms 37 verse 4 says, delight thyself in the Lord. Anybody know how to do that? And then he will give you the desires of thine heart. That's a big principle. Actually, what happens if you delight yourself in the Lord, he's going to change some of your desires and put kingdom desire within you. He's not actually talking about manifestation there. He's talking about he's going to change desire and transform the desire, and you're going to become a very kingdom-minded person. Amen? So delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Now, that's the first one. Let's go to the second one now. So whatsoever things you desire is one. It starts with desire and need. Second, when you pray, ever say, when you pray, believe that you receive. This is major. Huge. Huge. Everyone say, huge. When you pray, believe you receive. If you don't get this part, you're going to have a whole lot of unanswered prayer. A lot of it. Believe you receive when you pray. This is why I suggest that when you pray, you put out a few scriptures on one piece of paper. Scriptures like Psalms. Scriptures like Psalms 20 when he says, in the name of my God, I will set up my banner, and the Lord fulfilleth all my petitions. Scriptures like Mark 11, just list out a couple of them. And then what you're praying for, something that is describes that in the scripture. You'll be amazed what's all in there. You'll be amazed what's in there. And then I want you to make a formal request for that one thing. If we can get you to see heaven answer one prayer and you know why it was answered and how it was answered, your life is going to change forever. Because you can take all of that into businesses. You can take it into your ministry. You can take it into your generations. You can frame your generation. But if you don't know how to plug in, you're just going to wonder and wait and hope and all the other things that go along with that. But if you can do this, so when you ask, I want you to formally ask. I want you to put a signature line there and sign your name. If you have a wife, have her sign it. Put the date on it and put the time you asked for it. Oh, yes, brother, yes, yes. Why do you need to do that? Because if you don't ever receive this thing by faith, it's not coming into the realm of manifestation. Where are you receiving? It says, believe that you receive when you pray. I have a little notebook. I got 5 short-term petitions going right now. Short-term. That means they're going to get fulfilled in the next 3 months, all 5 of them, probably before that. And I have on the front, I have the name, the date, and the time. And when I refer to it, like the HRC is one petition, the HRC debt. So, Father, I thank you that when I prayed on November 8th at 12:35 p.m., I believed I received that $50,000. Where did I receive it? We're not in manifestation here. You're receiving it. Who are you receiving it from? Your Father. Where are you receiving it? We're not looking for manifestation here. That's the shall have. The shall have is the third part. We're receiving that into the kingdom of God within. Luke 17, the kingdom of God cometh not by observation, but the kingdom of God is within you. Why is it necessity? Because God has to transfer the domain of that request. He places it or deposits it within the kingdom of God within you. You get an eternal deposit. And when you pray, God transfers it. And it's all done by faith. If you don't know you received it about an hour afterwards, or at least 3 hours, the enemy's coming quickly. And all he wants to do is just snatch it right out of your heart. Because if he can snatch it out of your heart, it'll never manifest in the earth. That's why he comes so fast. He comes immediately to steal it. Because God transfers it into the dominion, or your domain. Do you know that you're a king? You know, God giving you a domain, a rule of reign in the earth. Your family's a domain. The financial affairs of your life's domain. Your business, there's a domain. You have a right to execute dominion on the behalf of your business in the earth. This church is a domain. And when God transfers, he transfers the authority from his kingdom into the kingdom within you, into your domain. And when he gives it to you, it's a deposit. It's your responsibility to hold that deposit. Work with it. Say, work with it. Say, work it, baby. You're going to have to work it. But you've got to believe when you pray. I received it when I prayed. I'm carrying some of the things in my spirit right now. I'm carrying a deposit. I'll just use the HRC debt of $50,000. I have that in me. Why? Because God gave it to me. It's in my domain. And I don't allow the enemy to steal it. So you have to believe when you pray, you receive it into your domain. Why does God have to do that first? He cannot bypass your domain and go manifest it in the earth. God has to work with human agency. He does not bypass human agency. He does not do that. If he could, we would all be in heaven right now, because he would have already won the world. If he could bypass you, he'd go, salvation of the nations, come, we're out of here. He didn't do that. All dominion was trusted to man. And so we have to understand how God works. He has to work with you, so he deposits within you. Okay, got that part? All right, we're going to move on now. Now look at Psalms 37:5. It's very important. Where Psalms 37:4, delight thyself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of the heart. It says, commit thy way. Commit thy way unto the Lord. You're going to have to commit your way to Yahweh. Commit your way to his way. Because your way doesn't work. That's why he said, commit your way to me. If you continue to do it your way, you'll get the same results you've gotten for the last 20 years. And that's not very exciting. We're getting pretty excited around here. Like, our staff's getting excited because they're starting to see God do things. Oh, man, look at that. Coming in. Supernatural. Boom, 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 boom. Why? We're in faith. We expect it. Waiting on it. Well, he'll just do it when he does it. The problem with that doctrine, it didn't work 20 years ago, won't work in the next 20 years. You'll get a miracle every once in a while, an isolated miracle, but if it comes in miracle form, you don't know why you got it, they will just re-sow that problem back in your life because you don't know how to drive him out and keep him out. So you'll just, even when you do get a miracle and you go, oh, hallelujah, you don't even know in 6 months he's already got your number. And he'll re-sow the problem. He'll grow the thorns all over it again. God could come cleanse your garden today. But if you don't know how to keep it, the enemy will re-sow it and be right back in the same problem. That's why people who win the lottery, it doesn't matter if they win $20 million. 90% of them end up right back where they were because they never changed the interior. And the interior mechanism, as a man thinketh in the domain of his heart, so is his environment. You don't change what's going on in here, your environment will never change. Only temporary. Which is commit thy way, which is the next step. Once the eternal deposit's made, that's why it's so important. You must learn how to hold an eternal deposit of heaven. You must learn to guard your heart with all diligence. If you don't learn to guard those things, they'll be snatched within days. Just as soon as you ask for something, a circumstance will rise, or your Rockland Dawn hurricane wind. Paul, you're going to Rome. The devil says, bet me, I'll just stir up a your Rockland Dawn hurricane wind. And Paul stands right in the middle of the hurricane and said, it shall be even as it was told me. You got to learn to guard what's inside of you. If you don't, it'll be snatched. This is the second part. This part's so big. I'm going to spend a lot of time on this in the next two services. I'm stirred up. Before I get into the next one, because we're still in the receive, this is the pray phase, or believe you receive when you ask. It says, when you pray, believe you receive. James says something very interesting. James chapter 1. He says, any of you ask wisdom, let him ask in faith. This is what we're doing. When you ask in faith, you believe, you receive. It says nothing wavering. For a man who wavereth is tossed by the sea. Now, I'm going to teach you how not to waver. Because the first thing you do when you ask, circumstance is coming. It's coming. The bigger you ask, the bigger circumstance. Something's going to come to distract, to get you to agree with the circumstance and allow that thing inside your domain. You are responsible for your domain. If you don't learn how to keep your heart, the enemy is going to snatch everything God puts in there. And you're going to keep wondering, why, God, how come, why? We're not going to let it happen, amen? Now, let's go to this phase. I want to call this card, this is called the keep guard phase. What's the first phase? Begins with desire and need. Second phase, pray. When you pray, believe that you receive. Third phase, the keeping phase, the guarding phase. This is huge. Say huge. Oh my God. If you ever get a breakthrough like this and you understand how it works, man, are you going to be a Rambo nightmare for the devil? A Rambo nightmare. Proverbs 4:23. Everyone say, I am a Rambo nightmare. Say it with some passion. I saw one of you go, I am a Rambo nightmare. What else you got for me today, Pastor? Come on! You're sons and daughters of the Most High! You got to learn how this works! I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. Oh, man, I made a decision. I'm in the morning and at night. I'm in there. I am on it. I said, I will not. I made a decision a couple weeks ago. I put every petition I had on the floor. I put the Bible. I put the confessional manual, both of them, the Mount Hebron confessional manual and the framing your world. Every petition, I stuck it on the floor. I stood on it. I said, from this day forward, my life is on the word. I don't care what I see. The church is on the word. The business is on the word. My family and my generations are on the word. And it's coming to pass. You don't think you'll be tried? You'll have to face circumstance off. You'll face storms down. So I sure be glad when this mountain moves. What are you going to be glad about? Well, I finally won't have to do anything. No, God will sign you a bigger one. He said, oh, I got somebody can move mountains here. Have some authority in the kingdom. How can God give you authority if you can't beat the devil? What's he going to do? Stick you on the front lines and have you get beat up? I've done that. I said, God, you put me in a ring with a guy that was way above me. He goes, yeah, I figured if you got beat up enough, you'd learn how to win. You know, some of the greatest fighters are the ones that just get stone beat up. I mean, they just get beat up. They grew up getting beat up. Boy, they turned into some pretty good fighters, though. Because after a while, you're either going to get beat up or you're going to learn. Amen. Keep guard. This is keep guard. Say keep and guard. Proverbs 4:23. I'm giving you things right now. What I'm about to give you. My God, if you employ this. I was telling Anna this morning. I said, you know, if we don't do this, all we're going to do is be hearers. We have to make a conscious decision daily to do it. If we don't do it, that sword can forever be sheathed at our side and we never knew the value of it because we never took the time to wield it. We all, good intentions, never move a mountain. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all, say all, diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's huge. Issues is source. Your heart's not the source, but what flows out of it is the source because your heart's connected to the kingdom within you. And if the kingdom of God's within you, then what's flowing out of that kingdom comes from the kingdom of the Father. And it's flowing out of the kingdom of God within you. You've got to keep that domain. The dominion mechanism of the man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you don't keep your garden. And I'm going to talk to you a lot about that next two services, so I won't spend a lot of time on this keeping part. Next Thursday and Sunday, this is the biggest, say biggest part of everything I'm teaching you. I can have the eternal deposit, but if I don't know how to keep it before manifestation phase, before the shall have phase. Everyone loves the shall have. How many of you like the shall have? But if you don't learn to keep that and what to do with it until shall have shows up, I like shall have. Shall have and I are really good friends. And shall have and I are talking a whole lot more these days. I'm trying to get shall have to show up and meet with me on a daily basis. How many of you want some shall have daily? Shall have, come over to my house daily. Me and shall have are fellowshipping daily. You need to get to know shall have. So shall have has not been around my house in a long time. Have not's been around a lot. But shall have. Well, then you need to start inviting shall have around. I think I should change our name to shall have. Keep the heart with all diligence. Now, John 7 says it this way. It's the New Testament parallel. John 7 verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers. The kingdom of God comes out of you. It can't come out of you unless it's first deposited within you. That's why you've got to receive the deposit when you pray. You receive it, and then you divinely interact by keeping it, by guarding it, and by releasing it. There is a release. You can have faith to receive, but now we have to have the wisdom to keep or the skill necessary to raise the shield of faith around it, whereby you will quench all the fiery darts of the adversary. How many darts? My God, I want to learn how that shield works. Because I've had some darts get in. You know there's a shield that can come around your heart, around the domain of the kingdom of God in you, and can guard all those deposits so no darts can come in. They don't feel good when they come in. They come to steal. He pierces so he can steal. Now, another thing that causes the stealing of faith, so the shield of faith, I'll talk to you all about that in the next couple of services. But as you raise that around you and you keep that, there's faith to receive. That's why you need to date it, time it, sign it, put it in front of you. Put a picture on if you have to. Said, I believed I received this. You need to know the day you received it. Why? Because the enemy's coming. Now, you have to learn to guard it next couple of service. Secondly, don't bind that thing to an earth system. We've talked about that a lot last couple of service. Whatever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven. Let's say that you're believing God to have something done. And then all of a sudden say, well, I'll just go borrow the money to do it. When you borrow, what you're doing is reaching in to mammon that rules from an earth curse system. And you're taking the eternal deposit and binding it to an earth curse system. And when it's bound on the earth, it will be bound in heaven. Because we're doing what we can do. That's the way we were trained. Look, we're in a nation, it's just easier to borrow. Pay it later. I can make the minimum. So we learn minimum payment faith. So we serve mammon and give him a portion of our income every week for minimum payment faith. Why is it we can't have faith to pay it all off? We all have the minimum payment faith until minimum payment takes over your whole paycheck. Now you got minimum payment override. Amen. So we don't want to bind what we ask. We got to be very careful. Don't bind that to an earth system. Keep it. God's going to manifest it for you. What you need to be binding is the devil. Devil, I bind the spirit of poverty. I bind the spirit of lack. I bind mammon. If you're contending against credit cards, I said, I bind that false, foul multiplication. I bind that system. I curse that tree. You're going to die. You're going to win. I bind you. More important, what you need to be working your faith with in this phase is loosing. It says, whatever you loose on the earth is loosed in heaven. Now, where is the eternal deposit made when you first ask? In you, where? The kingdom of God. Is that the kingdom of this world or the kingdom of God? So that part of you, God deposits, it's there first. Why? Because he's trying to get it into the earth, but he's got to come through your agency first. That's why God loves it when you ask. Why? Because he can transfer. God's just going to not step in and do it. He's going to transfer through your desire. Your desire meets with him. Your faith meets with him. He pulls it into the domain of the kingdom within you. Now that you got it, you've learned the masteries of keeping it. After the next two services, you'll know the masteries of keeping it. And then you get to employ your faith. Don't miss this one. To loose it into the earth. You loose it. Why? Because it's a little strange in the beginning. Because you are part of the earth. But you're also seated in the kingdom. So I'm sitting here. I receive this eternal deposit of $50,000. And I'm like this. Here's all your pledges. Right here. Here's how I walk. Just like this. This is the loosing phase. Father, I loose these pledges into the earth. I loose the supernatural into the earth. I loose manifestation into the earth. I loose it. Out of my belly shall flow rivers. Father, I thank you. It's been deposited within the kingdom within me. Now I loose it into the earth in Jesus' name. Out of me flow the issues of life. Father, let it flow. I say, let this river flow. Let unordinary, supernatural, uncommon income, breakthrough, promotion, release, release, release. I loose it into the earth. You're releasing it from the kingdom within you into the earth for which it's born to manifest. Your faith needs to be very powerful in two very important areas. You need to believe, you receive, you must have faith. You need to write that down, time it, and date it. Don't tell me you asked God for something and don't know when you asked for it, because he said, believe you prayed and believe you receive when you prayed. If you don't write it down, you don't know when you prayed, it's snatched. Once you have it, you'll know, I've got this in me. If then you develop the wisdom and the skill to keep the eternal deposit. You got to learn to keep it in the storm. As you keep your heart with all diligence, then you apply your faith to loose from the position of the kingdom within you. You loose it. When you give, you loose that into the kingdom. You loose from this position. We're loosing the manifestation into the earth. You're a son of the Most High God with granted dominion. You have the power to loose, because what's in you is from heaven. It came from your Father, and you have been given power. That's why he said, unto you I give the keys of the kingdom. The kingdom. He deposits in the kingdom. You loose it into the earth. That which is loosed into the earth will be loosed in heaven. There's manifestation coming if you learn to do it. It's coming. More importantly, I'm bringing into daily. I'm developing daily faith. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth me with business. Oh, load me, Father. I loose it. Loose it. I loose it. I loose it. Daily loadeth me with business. Oh, give me this day my daily bread. I loose that. You're not loosing anything that belongs to you that was from the Father. I mean, you're not no little Elohim running around here. What's in you was deposited from God. You're simply saying, God, I believed, I received it by faith. Now I loose it by faith into this earth curse system, and whatever that thing touches will be loosed in the earth, and it's going to transform my environment. When that stuff starts happening, boom, boom, chicka, boom, booyah, all of a sudden something happens. What's the next phase after you develop the faith? Out of my belly shall flow. If you don't have nothing in your belly, it's not going to flow out. Out of my belly shall flow that eternal. See, the Holy Spirit, he's there helping with the deposit. He's there with the river coming out of you. Out of it flows the issues of life. Better be careful what's coming out of you. If doubt and unbelief's coming out of you, well, I just don't know whether he's going to answer that or not. He's already got it. I don't know. Never makes it in the kingdom. That's why I said, when faith, you will know why it happened. Now, I'm going to give you a boatload in 5 minutes here. You ready for this? Manifestation. Everyone say manifestation. Whew, that's the shall have. He's knocking on my door. Who is it? Shall have. Go come right in. Have a seat. Stay a while. Shall have will start knocking. Why? Because you loosed it. The Father's deposit into the earth. When you loosed it, it was loosed in heaven. When it's loosed in heaven, see, God's on both sides. It says when you loose it into the earth, heaven comes and makes it happen. All of a sudden, shall have shows up. Manifestation. Remember I told you earlier about manifestation? Comes in two forms. Now, this is where a lot of people miss it, too. Got to get this. Slap yourself, whatever you do, but don't miss the next 5 minutes. Look at your neighbor and say, wake up. Ready for this? If it comes in full manifestation, you don't have to do anything but rejoice and obey. In other words, if you've been believing God, you've been loosing, you know, the funds for debt, and all of a sudden the $20,000 shows up and said, glory to God, let's go on vacation. Hallelujah, we'll pay that later. This stuff works. Pay the pledge or pay what you were believing God for. Obedience. So what about me? He's going to get you out of problems first. Don't re-sow it. Oh, you'll be there for a while. You do that, it'll be a while before manifestation shows up again. Obey. Be a person of your word. Keep your commitments. Now, manifestation will come in harvest. When in harvest comes, my God, when shall have shows up, man, does that feel good? Especially because you know why it showed up. said, man, I know why you're here. I know why you're coming to my door. I lived a whole years in the wilderness wondering when God was ever going to come in on a white horse. The kingdom works by spiritual law, my friend. When you learn spiritual law and understand how it works every time. Now, what happens when shall have doesn't show up as a whole, but shows up in part? I'm believing for $50,000, but I get $1,000. What do you do? John chapter 6. We taught this all Thursday, so I won't say it. Now, this is huge. Because what God gives you is you must recognize that within that seed, within that 1,000 is your harvest. If you don't see that as your harvest, you'll miss it. If you do this, oh God, I can't believe I asked for 50. I'm so thankful you manifested 1,000. But I mean, I needed 50. And I got 1,000. Your words just killed the life of the seed. What did Jesus do in John chapter 6? What do you have? 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000. Let's see, 5 loaves, 2 fish would feed 10 people. 5,000 divided by 10. I'm working with 500 times less than what I need. I think that's enough. And he received the loaves and the fishes. Father, we receive that $1,000 seed today, recognizing your harvest is in that seed. We thank you, Father God. We receive it. See, what did he do with the 5 loaves and 2 fish in John 6? He said he received them. Where do you think he received them? He received that seed into the kingdom. You better receive it with thanksgiving. You've got to train your senses. We had to retrain our staff that when stuff came in, we had to learn not always to look for the whole harvest, but part of it. For the seed, and we receive that into the kingdom. Father, we receive it in the other translation. It said he looked up. I'll tell you the chapters, you can look it up. In manifestation, Matthew 14, he said he looked up into heaven. See, he received it and he thanked God for it. Then he looked up. When he looked up, that's the Nicodemus looking up. He said, the Son of Man, no man's ascended from God to God except, no man has descended from God except the Son of Man that descended to God, which is in heaven now. No man descended from heaven, but he that ascended in heaven, which is in heaven now. No man ascended to heaven, except the Son of Man that descended from heaven, which is in heaven now, when I speak to you. When he looked up, he was there. He presented that seed into the kingdom. Oh, that's big. Stay with me a couple more minutes, we're closing. When he presented that seed into the kingdom, he blessed it. And he said, be fruitful and multiply. I'm closing. He said, be fruitful and multiply. This is how you do it. This is how I do it. Ready for this? Couple more minutes. Couple more minutes, we'll be done. This is how I do it. Father, I take the seed that I have and I walk the floor. I said, Father, my seed, Genesis 22, is multiplying as the stars of the heaven, as the sand of the seashore. My seed is possessing the gates of mine enemies. Father, I thank you. My seed is multiplying this day. Be fruitful, multiply, increase for the government. The increase of his government and peace. There is no end upon you. I command you to be fruitful. I command you to multiply. And he broke the seed, the Bible says. He broke the bread and loaves. What's that mean? That means if you owe 10 creditors and you're believing God for 10,000 and 1,000 came in, that means that you thank God, present it, bless it, present it into heaven. And when it comes back from heaven, break it up. write 10 different checks out. And when you send them, say, be fruitful and multiply. Go feed those hungry creditors so they want no more. I say it all day. I send those checks out. I say, feed those hungry creditors so they want no more. I said, they'll gobble that up really fast. I said, it doesn't matter, because the increase of divine multiplication, the kingdom of divine multiplication is in that seed. And when I release it, I don't care how much I owe, I'm releasing a seed that's from heaven. And I said, go and feed them till they want no more. Because soon enough, the government of God's going to be established, because there's going to be 12 baskets left over. Before long, God's going to bring me so much seed towards that mountain that the government of God's going to be left over, and I'm going to be looking at 12 baskets. What do I do with these 12 baskets? Whew. That's called manifestation. That's what you do with a seed or with a harvest. Now, I'm done. But this, you're going to either be a doer or a hearer. You can take these things. I would to God somebody would have taught me this 20 years ago. My God, if you don't interact with what I'm saying, we'll simply only be hearers. But I believe we're doers in this place. I believe we're going to climb the mountain of God in the next couple weeks. I'm going to teach you the most important part of it all. It's keeping the heart, keeping the domain, filling up with faith, because what's going on inside of you is what's causing the release into the earth. Amen? Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Oh, the devil doesn't like this stuff. Oh, my God. He would prefer you have a nice little 30-minute message and go home. Have some knowledge that you won't do much with. But you start interacting with the kingdom, he can't touch it. So, Father, we thank you for signs, miracles, wonders, and demonstration, increase in divine multiplication upon your people. We release it. We release it. We loose the kingdom of God. We loose the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Oh, we're done with the days of sorrow. We're done. We're done. With the days of the sweat of the brow, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow. Amen, amen.